Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote in his essay Compensation that in the order of nature, we cannot give benefits to those from whom we receive the benefit, but the benefit we receive must be given again. A line for line, deed for deed, cent for cent to somebody else. Or as Lily Hammond famously wrote, you don't pay love back, you pay it forward. But have you ever had the occasion to pay something forward? To take a gift you've been given and then give it again? Well, this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 is a contemplation on paying forward, remembering to see Jesus as your example of a humble servant and receiving the love of God and paying it forward for His divine glory, taking His kindness and giving it forward to others in even more kindness. So to begin your meditation, find a place to receive. At this moment, you have nothing to do, nothing to achieve. Just simply begin now to be aware of the kindness and the blessings of God. If they weren't already, begin to slowly close your eyes through a soft gaze and become aware of your breathing. And begin to even move deeper now into the kindness offered by the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this divine moment of awareness, listen and respond to Revelation chapter 4, and as I lead us, answer, Lord God, as you've given to me, may I give to others. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. And Lord God, as you've given to me, may I give to others. And Lord God, you created all things. So Lord God, as you've given to me, may I give to others. All things exist because you created what you pleased. And Lord God, as you've given to me, may I give to others. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes still closed. You're receiving the kindness of God. He is present. So become aware of the Holy Father. The Son is here. And Holy Spirit, now come. With your eyes still closed, notice what you hear, what you feel, what you taste and even smell around you right now. Experience everything as a blessing from God. Just encounter His gifts now. Scan your body and your thoughts. Are there any thoughts or feelings of emptiness or need within you? Well, don't push those thoughts away, but nor should you chase after them. Rather, breathe deeply and simply note them for now. As you continue to scan, what within you feels full and satisfied? Well, note that now too and rest there for a moment. Just continue now to center on God's abundance. Are your thoughts drifting? Well, don't fight against them, but allow them to settle now as you center on the kindness of God, the abundance found only in God, and how you might pass that along. Is your mind wandering from abundance to want? Well, not to worry. Once more, don't push those feelings away, nor follow them. Just pause, breathe, and center back on the abundant blessings of God. Take another minute now as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, as you've given to me, may I give to others. Center to when you're breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't try to control the pace or the rhythm for now. Just notice each breath. Now I want you to follow along as you take a quick, deep breath in from your belly. Now hold it for a moment. And now slowly release it. Once more, take a quick, deep breath in from your belly and hold it. Now slowly release it. Do this a few more times. Note your pulse slowing, your mind settling, each quick inhale filling you with the abundance of God, and each slow exhale reminding you to pass His abundance on to others. I will give you a minute now, and with each breath, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Lord God, as you've given to me, may I give to others. Continue as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings, and we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, beginning in the Amplified Bible. Now remember this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows generously that blessings may come to others will also reap generously and be blessed. Which words seem to open your mind wider to the present abundance of God? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you to deeper awareness. Now remember this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows generously that blessings may come to others will also reap generously and be blessed. What in this passage resonated most deeply from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of reflecting on the abundance of God. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New King James Version. But this I say to you, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or for necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. What truth in the reading gave you the most satisfaction? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on God's gift of abundance. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen now from the New Living Translation. Remember this. A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Listen now for a moment. What is the Spirit of God calling you to do? I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. And if your mind drifts, Just pause, breathe, and return to the kindness and offering of God and how you might share that with others. Rest now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. I want you to see yourself in the upper room with Christ and his disciples. Watch closely as Jesus gets up from the table and takes off his outer robe. Notice him picking up a linen towel and tying it around his waist. Then watch as he picks up a pitcher and pours water into a wash basin. With delicate hands, he picks up the basin and walks towards you. Yes, looking into your eyes. He slowly kneels and begins to wash your feet. He dries them with the towel he's wearing. We'll take this minute to reflect on the humility of being cared for by the Son of God. Let the Holy Spirit guide your thoughts to another in your life that God may care for through you. Whose feet might you be called to wash as yours have been? Center once more on your breathing, and when you feel ready, not a moment before, slowly open your eyes to opportunities to share God's kindness with others. In the days ahead, you will surely face moments of want, if not yours, then in the needs of others. So rejoice in those moments to remind yourself of God's abundant kindness and how he might use you to pass it along to another. Let me pray now that you remember that he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows generously, that blessings may come to others, will also reap bountifully and be blessed. May you know the care of Christ. Be mindful of the Holy Spirit guiding you to care for others, and encounter the generous provision of the Holy Father soon, now, and always. Amen.